Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Darrell Peel as we talk about feeder cattle markets right after this. Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers, simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last, Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for the ranch, like their Red Rhino hay trailer. On their website, GoBobPipe.com, you can even design the right trailer for your operation. GoBobPipe.com or call them 1-877-851-2365. Extension Livestock Market Specialist for Oklahoma State University, Dr. Darrell Peel, joining us today as we take a look at the feeder cattle markets, both the yearly markets as well as our stocker cattle trade. According to Dr. Peel, things have really held together fairly well despite a lot of challenges facing this part of the beef pipeline.
Well, you know, feeder markets were on the defensive so much of the spring, really from, you know, late January, February on, and they did finally stabilize, and we have started to see some recovery in those markets. I think there's a couple of factors that play into, you know, what happened to them and the process of getting out of this. One is, of course, from a feedlot standpoint, we're looking ahead to the next corn crop, looking for how much relief we might get on the feed side in terms of a new crop year for corn. We've kind of got the plannings now pretty well taken care of, but we're still going to be watching this corn market here for another month until we get into July and see how the production really develops. And so that's part of it. And the other part is this delay in forage. I think we've had less summer forage demand for the lighter weight stocker type cattle this year just because we haven't had the forage, and the forage has been slow to develop. Nevertheless, we've seen these feeder cattle markets begin to pick up a little bit. I think there's probably more strength, frankly, ahead, potentially in terms of some of the summer stuff, but also feedlots, I think, will sort of get back into the game. They've been rather hesitant to reach out and get these feeder cattle, and I think as we go forward, they'll be a little bit more aggressive in chasing supplies that are probably going to get continually tighter as we move through the year.
We are seeing evidence of the somewhat better feeder cattle market, calf market in recent days. Oklahoma National Stockyards, for example, this week, world's largest feeder market, over 10,000 head, and $1 to $4 higher on the yearling steers, yearling heifers this week compared to a week ago. Not well tested on the calf trade, but a higher undertone was noted. Meanwhile, with the somewhat stronger feeder cattle prices, it makes it tough on the feedlots who are really struggling still with red ink and a lot of uncertainty about exactly how this corn crop is going to turn out.
That's certainly the case, and really the bottom line is feedlots have taken such a beating in the last, you know, year to 2 years. And the loss in equity, it really leaves them to a point where they just really don't have the ability to be very aggressive. They've got to play it pretty cautiously, I think, until we see where we're at on the feed side at least. And then we'll go back to seeing how aggressively we're going to compete for a limited supply of feeder cattle.
So folks selling feeder cattle into the feedlots may face something of a ceiling on price depending on the cost of corn in the weeks and months ahead. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
No matter where you live, in a city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
We appreciate Dr. Darrell Peel joining us once again today from Oklahoma State University. That is your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.